Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Police in Oakland, California are investigating a shooting during a Juneteenth celebration, which wounded at least 15 people. The White House is responding to questions about tensions with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying no country supports Israel's defense as much as the U.S.
It was perplexing, to say the least, certainly disappointing, especially given that no other country is doing more to help Israel defend itself against the threat by Hamas and, quite frankly, other threats that they're facing in the region.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. What was once Tropical Storm Alberto is now weakening over central Mexico. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season roared ashore early today, leaving at least four dead. More than 100 million people are under heat alerts again tomorrow. This is ABC News. Another artificial intelligence company is coming under fire for how it handles news stories online.
Perplexity sells itself as an AI search engine that's able to trawl the web for answers to users' questions, summarize what it finds, and cite its sources. But now Forbes is threatening to take legal action against the startup after the news outlet found Perplexity replicated writing from its website without proper attribution. It also accuses the company of turning its stories into an AI-generated podcast and a YouTube video, all without permission. Forbes says it wants reimbursement for lost ad revenue. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Amazon's ditching the plastic care pillows in its North American packages, opting instead for recycled paper filling in the boxes. It's believed to be one of the oldest known examples of a ship sailing far from land. The Israel Antiquities Authority says a company drilling for gas off the northern coast discovered a 3,300-year-old ship and its cargo. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal?
Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery.
The bigger the better.
Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too.
Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Law Library will be renamed for Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and drafted a bill to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, which became law in 1877. The law library was named for former conservative Justice David Prosser. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Biogas supporters say anaerobic digesters can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Angels 2-0 in a pitcher's duel between Freddy Peralta and the Angels' 34-year-old lefty Tyler Anderson. Top of the eighth, Willie Adames up to bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Angels have been working around Adames in this game to face Hoskins. Base open at first, and now Adames, a broken bat, little flare, left field. That's going to bounce fair. Yelich will score, and Willie Adames picks up a big stake. It's a broken bat, arm RBI single makes it 2-0 Brewers in the eighth.
Tonight, the crew are in San Diego to open a long four-game series against the Padres. NFL, former tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked, what does he think of the Packers' new quarterback, Jordan Love?
Jordan, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I think the guy's a stud. Quiet, yet confident and soft-spoken, yet caring. I got a chance to get, you know, somewhat close to him. You just root for guys like him.
That's David Bakhtiari. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and Friday, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the mid-60s, high near 80 Friday, and pockets of heavy rain. Storms around again Saturday, more heavy rain possible. A high into the low 80s. Beautiful Sunday, sunshine, and a high again, low 80s. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer joins us at 10:33 from the recombobulation area. Take your dog to work day. We talk to the executive director of Haws. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight, our Thursday night edition of our show where we talk about movies and TV and pop culture and comedy and Wisconsin and Northeast Wisconsin, where we are broadcasting out of statewide. Wherever you are, I hope you're having a great day in whatever pocket or corner of our amazing, lovely summer state. I hope you're having a great day, and it's great to have you with me. Conrad is here, riding shotgun. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
You know, I got to ask you something. Were you moving the queen when you tore your ACL, or the pawn? Or
you know, I'm getting a second opinion because something's not right. I think these doctors are gouging me. I've heard it's pretty rare to pull an ACL when you're playing chess, or any board game for that matter, unless it's like Twister. So, second opinion. I actually do have two torn meniscuses. I have for about 10 years. Yeah. It does. But, you know, I just don't want to have surgery. I don't want to go under. And the doctor says, look, if you can handle the pain, and the pain only happens if I do certain things. Like, I can run in grass and run steps and that kind of stuff, and it's fine. But I don't want to be laid up for 3 months, you know? And I'm not doing triathlons or anything. So, what's the deal?
I had surgery when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, yeah?
And that was so scary.
Like, going under?
Oh, yeah. I was terrible. Scared for, like, when they're like, you either have 6 months recovery with surgery or 12 months recovery without it. So I'm like,
12 months recovery? What were you having done?
I broke my clavicle.
Oh, jeez.
It actually split. Like, it was, I saw a picture. It was gross.
How did you do that?
I was snowboarding and tried to impress someone by doing a 360, but I only got 90 degrees and then face planted. But instead of face planting, I put my shoulder.
So, is that your board operating shoulder?
Honestly, I haven't snowboarded since that accident.
I don't blame you, dude. That's terrible.
Yeah. But yeah, it was scary, but I'm thankful I did it though.
I get why people do that stuff. When we're young, we do that. You know, I got on a skateboard right after we moved back to Wisconsin, and I was going, we lived right down the street from where my folks live now, and we were going over there for dinner, and I thought, oh, I'm going to take my son's skateboard. I haven't been on a skateboard since I was 11, and I wasn't good then. So why on earth, what made me think I could get on a skateboard? So sure enough, you know, I was going very slow. Like, I kind of knew my limitations, but I hit a pebble and I got stuck, and I tried to step off the skateboard and went totally parallel to the ground, about 5 feet off the ground, came down on my coccyx. Am I saying that right? My coccyx. Isn't that how Uncle Rico says it?
So tell me your thoughts on, yeah, I should definitely go on the skateboard right now.
I mean, honestly, and I was laid up and I had to get on a plane in 2 days. It was a mess. And your tailbone takes forever to heal. It was like a 6-month recovery. So stupid. So, but you know, you were what, 14 when you did?
Yeah, I was 14.
Those are the things we do. And you heal faster when you do stuff like that at that age. So
I have a metal plate in my shoulder where my clavicle is.
Seriously?
With 4 screws. Yes.
Oh man.
And I do feel the storms in it.
How do you mean? Like when it gets humid or something?
Like lightning. Wow. When it rains, when it downpours. Yeah, I can feel it. It's such a weird feeling. It just feels tight kind of around it. I don't know how to explain it, but.
You basically have a lightning rod on your shoulder.
You're, exactly. It's a long plate. It's like almost the whole bone.
Oh my God. That's horrible.
I split it right in the middle of the bone.
So what's like the most challenging thing you do now, sports-wise or activity-wise?
Golf.
Golf. Okay. Well, stick with that. I mean.
Yeah. No, that's.
What do you need to do anyway? Seinfeld used to do a joke about that. When you go to the gym and you're on the treadmill, you're only getting better at doing the treadmill. Like, whatever you do to keep the weight off and be healthy. But, like, these guys that lift weights beyond, you don't even recognize them. And a lot of them are juicing, you know. I don't understand why you want to look like that. You want to look like a bodybuilder, but you don't necessarily compete. You're not in pro sports. You're just traumatizing your testicles and your hair follicles. Why would you do that?
I don't know. That's
honestly, I don't get it. Listen, if you're a bodybuilder or a weightlifter and you're the kind of person I'm talking about, I probably sound judgy, but I'm not. I just don't understand it. I wouldn't do it myself. Like, I try to stay in shape. Sometimes I'm successful, sometimes I'm not. But I wonder why you do that. Like, if you're not in a sport or competing, I don't get it. That said, have you seen my dumbbells? I left them here last. All right.
You mean your 2.5s?
Yeah, but that's just for my fingers. Oh, we got a fun show tonight. Tim Sowers is here from the Overture Center in Madison, Overture Center for the Arts. Tim's a great guest. He'll tell us what's coming up regarding live shows right there on State Street. Beautiful facility, many stages, a great place, and Tim's always fun. Tim always has seen a ton of TV. That's what I like about having Tim on. I like hearing about what's at the Overture, but I also love that he talks about TV, and he watches probably about as much as I do, maybe more. And then at 8:35, this is going to be fun. We're talking to, remember when Terry Barr was here last week?
Of course.
Yeah, she was talking about the event she'll be at tomorrow called Make Music Madison. And she connected us with the managing director, Mary Rose Ekberg. So Mary Rose will be here at 8:35 to talk about Make Music Madison, which happens tomorrow. It's on the summer solstice every year. And Madison has been doing it since 2013. It's a really cool event. I will not be attending because I don't live in Madison, but it sounds just fantastic. So that will be fun. Mary Rose is going to tell us all about it. And it's a nationwide thing. It's in like hundreds of cities. So we'll find out more information at 8:35 for Mary Rose. Also, this is a What to Watch Thursday. So the weekend is coming up. We might get some more rain, maybe some snow, possible tsunami. We'll see what happens. But let me know what you're going to watch this weekend. Are you going to go see one of the movies that's raking it in at the box office, Bad Boys, Ride or Die, or Inside Out 2. There's a bunch of new movies opening up, too, that are, like, kind of critically acclaimed. None of the big blockbusters, but there's, like, some really good films opening this weekend. At least I hope. I hope they're reviewing well. So let me know what you're going to watch. You can text throughout the night. We'll read the texts throughout the night, but we'll also read them at 8:20. We'll make sure we didn't miss any, and we will get your thoughts in on what you can recommend for others, too, to watch this weekend. I think I'm going to try to check out the Inside Outs and maybe Bad Boys, if there's anything left in the tank. And I want to see this film, Thelma. It's getting a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's about a 70-year-old woman that got phone scammed, and she, like, goes after the guy and gets him. And it happened to the director's grandmother. I guess that's where he got the idea for the film. But it sounds phenomenal. It's reviewing excellent. And there's an actress playing the role who hasn't been in a ton of stuff throughout her career, or at least she hasn't been one of the main stars of a film. And she's like 70 now and got this big break, and it's supposed to be a really good film. I'm excited to see that. So that's my contribution to What to Watch Thursday. I want to hear what you guys have. You can text us and let us know on the text line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text on the stream. Conrad, how can people watch on the stream?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook under Nightly with Pete Schwabba or WGBW. On YouTube, we're under Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter, WGBW.
A lot of places to watch the radio on TV. You don't want to miss it. You can drop us a text there or on the app. It's so easy. We're on statewide, as you know, and you can just click the little text icon and let us know what you're watching. Let us know what you think about the show as we progress and talk to the guests and all kinds of stuff. Interact with us because we love it. Last night on the show, we had, or tomorrow night, I should say, we have a guest called Natalie Yar. She will be on. She's from the Capital Times. She writes for business and small businesses for the Capital Times. And she's going to talk to us about an article that she wrote, and it was a great article, very in-depth article about the film incentives in Wisconsin and whether they will come back or not. We've had Jeffrey Kurz on the show. He's part of a group trying to bring the incentives back. If they're done properly, they can be a cash cow. They also promote your state. There are a lot of benefits to having movies shot in your state. It's a lot of work to get them here, but it helps local filmmakers. You can help attract, like Public Enemies was here. That didn't end well, but you can get big Hollywood films to come to Wisconsin and shoot and kind of show off our state. So I'm in favor of them, but you may not be, but that's our question tonight. Are you in favor of more films being shot in Wisconsin with the help of film tax credits or incentives? What do you think, Wisconsin? Let me know. 855-752-4842. Love to hear what you think. I think it's great. I think we have such a beautiful state. You know, you can film cities, farms, forests. We got lakes and rivers. We got prairies. We don't have mountains. But, you know, pretty much everything else that you need in terms of location or setting you can get in Wisconsin. And you can, it's beautiful. We have these big limestone bluffs up in Door County or the Dells. Lots of beauty here that people, I think, should capture on film. So we will talk about that. All right, so Donald Sutherland died today. That's a big one. He was a kind of a titan, and he had a very long career. Just a guy who always was working. How long is that clip we have, Conrad?
It's about a little bit too long.
Okay, we'll play that when we come back. But it's a great scene from a show he did. I think it was called The Insider. No, it was called
The Undoing?
The Undoing, yes, with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. And Donald Sutherland was in it, and he plays a real bad, just a guy you don't want to mess with. And this, a lot of people say this was like his best work. And the show was from just about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was a really good show. I watched it. I think I jammed through it during COVID, but there's a scene where Donald Sutherland is talking to his schoolmaster, and it's great. We'll play that next. A lot of other stuff going on. Some big movies dropped today. Jaws, maybe the biggest summer blockbuster ever, or what started the craze, dropped today. Chinatown dropped today. Blues Brothers. And Donald Sutherland dropped today in a different way, which is kind of sad. So we'll talk about all of that. We've got clips. We're going to read your texts. We're going to do What to Watch. It's a What to Watch Thursday. What are you going to watch this weekend? That's what we need to know. Anything else, Conrad? Am I missing anything?
I don't think you're missing anything.
You don't think so? Think we got it? All right. More Nightlight coming up next with a Donald Sutherland clip leading us off. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back. It's a What to Watch Thursday. That's what we do here on Thursdays. We talk about what we're going to watch on the weekend because, look, I love summer in Wisconsin. It's my favorite season. Maybe fall, actually. But I love summer in Wisconsin. You still got to make time for TV, folks. Being outside and getting all that exercise, it's very overrated. Make time for TV. That's my message here tonight. So let us know what you're going to watch this weekend. We'll read them all at 8:20. Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. Great to have you with us on the stream, on the Facebook stream. Stacy Sue says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Also on the Facebook stream. Love it. Glad you're sitting inside tonight watching the radio. Sherry says, I'd love to see 6888 on Netflix, but don't have Netflix. Well, that is a problem. Sherry, let's do a GoFundMe. Let's get Sherry Netflix. It's not getting any cheaper, is it? All right, I'm going to look up 688. We'll read that at 8:22. We got to keep track of these, Conrad. Right?
Yeah.
Stacy Sue says, I'm stumped as to what to watch this weekend. All right. Well, Conrad has a suggestion for you, Stacy Sue. I don't know if this will be your cup of tea, but all right, Conrad, lay it on us.
I know some people like to cringe watch TV.
Oh, yeah.
There's a show called MILF Manor.
MILF Manor.
Okay. And it is terrible TV. Absolutely
so
terrible.
So you've watched
TV.
It?
Yes. I saw an ad for it, and I was like, there's no way that this can be good.
And why? I watched it. Why not?
The premise is older ladies going to the manor. And
they think they're MILFs.
They bring their... the first season, they bring their son with them.
Oh, come on.
And it's a dating show where they're... sons date the other moms in it.
We have to get whoever created this show on Nightlight. This is absolutely awful.
And just wait till it. So season two,
kind of
the same, different.
What platform is it on?
It is on Max. So season two is they bring the moms on, and just a bunch of random younger kids that are 23 to 26. Second
right,
episode,
so
in
kids, but still, weird.
The second episode, they bring the son, like the men that are in it, their dads.
Yeah,
they bring the dads into it
for what? To date the women?
So it's the sons and the dads.
Oh my god! This is to absolutely
date the moms.
Terrible.
It is the worst TV I've seen.
How's it going with my son, Bernice?
So that's a cringeworthy recommendation.
That's awful. But you know what? Sometimes that's fun. Like when you get a bunch of people together to watch bad TV, that can be fun too. I cannot believe that show. That, you know what cracks me up is the term MILF gets thrown around a lot. And it's, I think people take liberties with it. Like I was talking to a woman at the mall up in the Marinette area about 9 years ago. And you know, it was someone I went to high school with, and we're talking, and she said something about the weekend. And she said, yeah, so I'm just going to go out with some other MILFs. And I wanted to say, you know, MILF doesn't just mean middle-aged woman. It means an attractive. You can't call yourself a MILF. That's just, that's wrong. It's for other people to decide.
I don't know. She
love the confidence, but that's just silly.
That was, I don't know if she had the definition right.
Maybe not. Yeah, it just becomes part of the vernacular and like, oh, yeah, we're all MILFs. No. I would never call myself a DILF. I wouldn't make that presumption. Whew, that sounds like bad television. And that's on Max?
Yeah. It's because it's on the TLC network.
Do they actually, like, hook up on the show? Like, is it one of those bad reality shows where you see him going into a bedroom and then closing the door and you know the producers put him up to it? There's nothing realistic about most reality TV.
Yeah, that's... They also put him in situations where they'll get mad at each other, you know?
Yeah. I can't believe you're talking to my son like that. He wanted to have sex with you. Gosh, that just... It's awful.
Just wait till season three.
So, Jeremy Jr., Marjorie says you got to second base last night. It's so awful. I have to watch. Stacey Sue does not like that on the stream. She says cringe. Well, yeah, it is
cringe.
And I think they probably know that. They probably know it's a bad show, right?
They have to.
Yeah.
But it's popular for some reason. You know, just they made a
like
second
to watch
season.
Car wrecks. Yeah. Anna from the 608. Says, yes, the couples do hook up. Okay, Anna's been watching some TV. She says, hi, Pete. I agree with Conrad that MILF Manor is bad. Well, at least we're in agreement. And you know what? Now I have to check it out over the weekend, and I have to report back. So I wouldn't wear that, dear. My son likes thongs. So creepy. Okay. Hey, Tim Sowers will be here at 7:35 to tell us what's going on at the Overture Center for the Arts down on State Street in Madison. Always fun to talk to Tim. And Donald Sutherland passed away today, and I kind of teased this before the break, and then I got off in this MILF manner, thanks to Conrad. This is a scene. Do we have time to play this?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a scene. Donald Sutherland from The Undoing. It's terrific acting. We had to edit it heavily because of Big Brother. No, we had to take some swear words out, but you get the essence of it, and it's really solid Donald Sutherland acting. Roll it, buddy.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Why homeschool him then?
Well, we just feel it would be in the best interest of everyone if Henry, for the time being...
Why?
With the trial approaching, the distraction serves no one.
You told my daughter that Reardon would be there for Henry, that the community was steadfast.
I did. But
Henry's life has been ripped apart. If ever an overpriced, self-important, full of school needed to step up...
This is coming from the board. They feel we need to create distance between Reardon and all the ugliness. I cannot exalt your grandson's needs at the expense of the schools writ large.
Well, I can. I've given a lot of money to this school, Mr. Conifer. And I've always considered it a privilege to be able to do so. But make no mistake, I am a sucker. And I don't mean that in the sense of gay belittlement as it's currently come to be interpreted. No. I'm an old-fashioned sucker. The more traditional kind. The kind who fucks over anyone who hurts me or a loved one. You speak of ugliness, Mr. Conifer. You have not yet met ugliness.
That was Donald Sutherland, passed away today. Sad news, great actor. I maybe would have edited those a little longer. I think we're okay, but just next time, maybe a full-blown beep. You know what? And folks, that scene got really... nasty, and you kind of need those. Like, the acting is so good, and it hurts to edit it, but you don't really have a choice. So, all right. So, we've got Mary Rose Ekberg will be here. No relation to Anita Ekberg, but it'll be fun to talk to her about Make Music Madison. Tim Sowers from the Overture Center is up next to tell us what's going on there, and we'll talk to Tim about what he's watching. He always has good recommendations. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here I start, and it breaks my heart. Only did I fall.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey,
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Police in Oakland, California are investigating a shooting during a Juneteenth celebration, which wounded at least 15 people. The White House is responding to questions about tensions with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying no country supports Israel's defense as much as the U.S.
It was perplexing, to say the least, certainly disappointing, especially given that no other country is doing more to help Israel defend itself against the threat by Hamas and, quite frankly, other threats that they're facing in the region.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. What was once Tropical Storm Alberto is now weakening over central Mexico. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season roared ashore early today, leaving at least 4 dead. More than 100 million people are under heat alerts again tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gow says making online porn is no reason for him to lose his tenured faculty post.
Yes, my wife Carmen Wilson and I created a series of sexually explicit videos and books. We did so on our own time, using our own money.
A disciplinary hearing for Gow wrapped up Thursday morning. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan says she's lost trust in him. Even with high prices, Wisconsin is reporting a record number of home sales so far this fiscal year. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority reports 2,700 single-family home sales so far this fiscal year. That's more than twice as many in all of fiscal 2023. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gow says making online porn is no reason for him to lose his tenured faculty post.
Yes, my wife Carmen Wilson and I created a series of sexually explicit videos and books. We did so on our own time, using our own money.
A disciplinary hearing for Gow wrapped up Thursday morning. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan says she's lost trust in him. Even with high prices, Wisconsin is reporting a record number of home sales so far this fiscal year. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority reports 2,700 single-family home sales so far this fiscal year. That's more than twice as many in all of fiscal 2023. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and Friday, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the mid-60s, high near 80 Friday, and pockets of heavy rain. Storms around again Saturday, more heavy rain possible. A high into the low 80s. Beautiful Sunday, sunshine, and a high again, low 80s. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now, get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit Staples. com/print for details.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our old friend Peter Rapine of EPOM's World stops by with a lighter look at the week in review. Do not miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Brought broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
So I got this funny response. I think it's rude when you're doing something important like watching color television and you're interrupted. And I just got this text. We got this on the Nightlight Facebook page from a guy named Bill. He says, "Hey guys, do me a favor. What was the movie title again for the clip you played? My boss came in and asked me a question. The nerve." Bill, that was from a TV show on Max called The Undoing with Hugh Grant, Nicole Kidman, and Donald Sutherland. And Donald Sutherland is a badass in the show. He's very good. It's a big loss. Thanks for listening, Bill, and happy watching. It was a pretty good show, I would say. We're talking about MILF Manor. That's, you know what? I'm going to pitch that to Tim Sowers, Conrad. MILF Manor, the live show. I love it.
God.
I think I can play younger. All right. Joining me now on Nightlight is a guy who's been here several times before. He's always fun to talk to about what's happening down at the Overture Center in Madison and what he's watching on TV. Tim's fun to talk to. Tim Sowers joins us now. Hey, Tim.
I've never watched MILF Manor, so I can't help you there.
Listen, buddy, I'm getting the pitch together and we're coming in. So block your day, pack a lunch. We're gonna.
All right, I'm free. I'm ready.
How are you, Tim?
I'm good. I did see The Undoing, though. That was good.
Yeah, that was good. You know, did you see the Ben Mendelsohn show on HBO? I think it was called The Insider. Like a paranormal. I watched both of those at about the same time, and they were both really good. That's what made me think of it.
Well, anything Hugh Grant is always good.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. He's just always good.
You know, there's certain actors, they just know how to pick them. And, you know, Tom Cruise, Harrison Ford, Tom Hanks, there's a reason those guys have staying power, you know, and Hugh Grant's right there, I think, you know.
Yeah, they're smart on what they do.
Exactly. So were you on vacation, Tim?
No, I was in New York for a long haul to see a bunch of shows. And, you know, I saw 16 shows on that trip.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, it's crazy, right? I'm a Tony voter, so I...
Oh, sweet.
...get to try to see all the shows so I can vote. And the Tonys were just on last weekend. And
yeah.
My favorite got best musical, The Outsiders. It was really, really a good...
Was it?
Powerful show. Yeah, really good.
I really want to see that. What are the... Are you guys going to bring that one in at some point?
I hope so. It's on the top of my list, and I hope so. It's it was so good. I can't... The music is by... it's a group. So it's kind of a unique... wait, I'm going to look it up real quick.
Okay.
Music to the Outsiders was written by...
Sometimes you just, like, when I heard that was a musical, I'm like, yes.
Well, and they told it right. All right, here. Who wrote the music for The Outsiders?
Ugh, this is Tim Sowers. Tim Sowers is Googling on Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen.
Jamestown Revival.
Oh, I don't know them.
I don't know them either, but so it's kind of a folk, kind of has a folk Broadway feel to it.
And, oh, wow.
It's some of the best fight choreography I've ever seen.
Really?
And yeah, really good. Really good. And then, I don't know, won a bunch, and so I was happy for that because I wanted it to win.
Do they stick to the kind of like what you'd see in the movie or the book? Is it pretty similar to that?
Yeah, yeah. It follows it really, really well.
Nice.
And what I really loved about it in the audience was a lot of kids because read the book.
Yeah, in eighth grade.
Right? So there were a lot of like teens and preteens there, and they were so into it. And I think that's great, right?
Yeah, totally. And it's great that I mean, they read it, but it's nice that they're expanding their horizons a little bit and going to see musical theater of a story they've already read. I think that's fantastic.
Right. It's a good way to develop audiences for the future, right?
Yeah. You
know, bring something that's relevant to them.
For sure. Does the guy who played Dallas Winston in the show say, "Do it for Johnny"?
Does he what?
Does he say, "Do it for Johnny"? Remember that in the movie? He took the knife.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it's like
a
classic line.
He probably does. I don't remember that, but
okay.
It was a long time ago I saw that movie.
Yeah.
It made a lot of people stars, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So you got anything else you saw that you piqued your interest or?
It's funny because like there's a Huey Lewis musical called The Heart of Rock and Roll.
Yes.
It didn't get any Tony nominations. Oh, and so when I was going to see it, I was like, okay, well, this isn't going to be good. And I loved it.
Really?
It is. Yeah. It's so charming and it's entertaining and everybody that I know, because I also was at this big Broadway League conference and, you know, we all book shows all over the country, right?
Yeah.
And so everybody who was going to see it was like, you know, that was good. You know, that was good. That was good. And it takes place in Milwaukee as the setting for the show. So that's kind of fun. Yeah. So I want that to come around too. I think they'll get a nice tour.
Yeah. It's like when you have a music like that to pull from, I don't know how a show could be bad, really. I mean, when you've got a built-in soundtrack.
Well, you know, it's how they plot it out and whether the music fits into the plot or not, you know.
Right.
But Huey Lewis, a lot of his songs are storytelling, so it really works for a musical.
Okay.
That was really good. And there's another musical that was, I guess I have different tastes, but there is a, only got one Tony nomination, and there's a musical version of The Great Gatsby.
Ah.
And it was stunningly beautiful. I don't know why the nominating committee didn't pick that for something more, but it's all right.
Love that story too.
That's what's great about having the road, right? Bringing shows out on the road.
Yeah.
Because they have a new life when they're out on the road.
Right.
And people don't have to travel to New York to see them. The quality is good on the road. And so, you know,
right. Well, and you might have a show like the Huey Lewis show might crush all around the country just because people loved his music or whatever, even if it's not winning Tonys, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I don't think the Tonys are the end all and be all of good work and popularity, right?
Right. My guest is Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison. We're talking the Tonys that just happened last week. Was it last weekend or the weekend before?
I think it was just last week.
Yeah.
It was just last week.
Yeah. That's cool. So you're a voter. Did you vote for the Outsiders?
I did vote for the Outsiders in every category that I could.
Really? Oh man. Yeah. Now I really can't wait to see this.
It won lighting, it won sound, it won direction. So it got some good love.
It's like the anti-MILF Manor.
Right.
If I had to develop a poster. So, hey, you have Second City coming to the Overture Center.
Yeah,
tomorrow,
we bring them
right?
Every year. Yeah, tomorrow. Friday, yeah.
Yeah, Friday. Okay, so are they...
That's tomorrow. I'm heading to New York, so I know I have to. But Second City's always good, right?
Is it sold out?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
But close to. We always do well with it when we have them in town.
So that's something we could promote. I mean, I think everybody should see Second City that has the slightest bit of interest in sketch or improv. I just think they do amazing stuff.
I do too. I mean, they've been around for a long time. A lot of stars have come out of there, you know.
It's like
great
a factory.
Comedians.
Yeah.
It's what people like right now too. People want to see, people want to be entertained, right?
And they want to laugh always.
And they want to laugh. Do you know Justin Willman? Do you know who that is?
I saw that on your schedule. And
yeah, he's coming in July, and I didn't know who he was. But he has a Netflix show where he has a team of people, and people have wrote into him to prank someone in their life. And so his team, they pick people to prank, and then his team gets together and develops this kind of elaborate magic prank. It's really funny. He's really funny. And you kind of learn about the magic.
Yeah.
Some of the little ins and outs of magic as they're setting up these things to prank people. I love it.
That does sound fun. I love the name of it, the Illuminati Tour. That cracks me up.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was.
I didn't know who he was.
And then I watched his show and I was like, all right.
Do you get to see how, when you have magicians there or a show involving magic, do you get any inside info on how some of the tricks are pulled off or?
No, yeah. You don't. They really limit who's backstage.
Okay.
And they make, some of the shows make our like tech and everybody sign waivers.
Okay.
That if they see something.
Right.
We had these Aussies in a year, right? It was before COVID. And I was looking for them to see if they're still together and doing it, but they were the Naked Magicians. And they got naked, totally naked on stage, but it was always some prop in front of them.
Oh, funny.
Right. And they were hilarious. Aussies are so funny. And they were so, so funny, but they were very popular.
I think like, if you're making people sign waivers so they can't say anything, you're basically admitting this isn't real magic.
Well, what is real magic, right? Everything is something. Most of it's just sleight of eye, right?
Right.
Right.
You have Moulin Rouge coming in too. Any tickets for that? That's right around the corner.
Oh yeah. We're going to have it for 2 weeks.
I saw that.
The best availability is in the second week of the show.
Okay.
That's a popular show too.
It looks like, you know, a fun one.
It's a little different than the movie. They've updated it. So there's more contemporary music in it than just that. Some of the songs are in it from the movie, the soundtrack, but there's new stuff. There's like 71 songs in the show.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That's
crazy.
The one Ewan McGregor sang the Elton John song, right?
That's right.
Your song. Mm-hmm. That was really nice.
Yeah. And that's a big number in the show. They kept that.
Are people scalping tickets or going to ticket brokers an issue for you guys? Like if something's sold out, do the tickets turn up anywhere and do you try to combat it at all? Do you have a chance?
We do try to combat it. You know, when we're selling tickets, they watch for email addresses and addresses that are not local.
Okay.
We limit the number of tickets someone can purchase.
Right.
So if all of a sudden it's Connecticut and somebody wants 20 tickets, you're like, not so sure.
Right.
Right. And then, you know, some people will sell their tickets on StubHub and places like that. But scalping seems to, I don't know if it's calmed down a little lately, but it's always a problem. Then there's the people who, you know, write emails and say, I can't believe these tickets are $500. And you say, they're not.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
You got to watch the site where you're on it.
Yeah.
Right. That's why you see when you do Google searches now, you'll see a lot of them saying, the official site, right?
Right.
Because some people still don't watch when they buy a ticket.
Well, and the problem, like people will pay too. That I last summer.
I know it.
No, wait, I'm sorry. About a year and a half ago, I almost paid $2,400 to take my kids to see Springsteen because it's something I've wanted to do forever. And then they went on sale for Wrigley Field and I got four tickets for like $450. So you just can't, it's difficult though. Cause they know people will buy them. So,
but that's so true. It's like when Hamilton was in its most popular.
Yeah.
I mean, people were like, I was in New York and they had like, I don't know. They had some like $750 or $800 tickets and people are like, okay. And I'm like, not okay. Yeah.
You know, you don't have to pay that much, people.
Yeah, I know it, right?
Tim Sowers is here. We'll have more with Tim coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
That's a great song. Let's play that more later, Conrad, so we can hear some of the lyrics. It's Brian Wilson's birthday today. He's 83, I believe. And I clipped a couple songs that are kind of offbeat hits that I just love. He's so brilliant. And here's a shout out, Tim, from one of our texters, Anna, regarding the Overture Center. She says, on Saturday, I went to the Overture Center to see Tina, the Tina Turner musical. It was fabulous. Last year in Chicago, I saw Michael Jackson, the musical, which is coming to the Overture Center next year. That was fabulous too. So that's pretty cool. That's high praise, Tim. And when does the Michael Jackson musical get there? And have you seen it yet?
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah, it's really good. It focuses on a period of his life where he was preparing for the Dangerous Tour. Mm. And he's being interviewed with to MTV. And so you see him working the songs and the group. And it really kind of focuses on his artistry and his genius.
Nice.
I think it comes next, a year from now. Next spring, next early summer. It's part of a subscription package now, but yeah, they did it right with him by focusing on that period because they really couldn't do his whole life.
Right. Is the Dangerous Tour where he got burned when he was doing the Pepsi commercial? It was like in the late 80s.
Oh, I think that was the Dangerous Tour.
I wonder if they get into that. Speaking of the packages, do you guys have, I see on your website a lot of different stuff. Like, what's a great value package? Like, if you're a guy like me who has two kids, you know, do you have packages where you get like three shows and it's a discount, five shows? What do you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, Broadway is you have to get six or seven.
Okay.
And then we have a kind of make your own subscription where you can get discount on the other shows if you purchase like three or more.
Okay.
So
that's pretty good.
That's an option too. And we're adding shows. One of the new things we're doing this year is we're really now tracking you when you buy. Well, we always track you when you buy your tickets. But like if you're going into the cart and you're going to buy another show, say you bought four or five shows and you're going to later on the season buy a sixth show, we're going to be able to give you that discount because you were a subscriber.
Nice.
So you can continue that discount all year, which is really nice.
That is.
So we're doing that this year for the first time.
So one of the things I thought that looked really cool on your website is Duck Soup Cinema. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a silent film series that we do. We have the Graham Barton organ that was recently renovated, and it's one of the only ones left in the country. Hmm. And so we do a pre-show where we get some acts and it's kind of like a vaudeville. And then we play the silent film and have a organist live as they're doing that. And
that is cool.
It's very unique and very popular. Most of them are still very popular. People drive from all over to come to it.
Now,
because they don't really have it anywhere, right?
Yeah. In LA, I remember they had a theater. It was actually called the Silent Movie Theater, and they did stuff like that. And I thought it was so fun. And when you guys do it, is it, Are those shows like less expensive than the big Broadway ones? Is there like a hierarchy of ticket prices?
Oh, to go to like Duck Soup?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like $9.
Oh my gosh.
It's like going to a movie.
And you're right, getting so much more with the music. That's so cool.
Yeah, and it's cool because, you know, the organ has all the sound effects on it.
Yeah. When was that? I just saw that on the website. I thought that looked really fun.
Did we announce next seasons already?
I just saw it on the website. Maybe the dates weren't up there yet. But anyway, I wanted to
We might have announced it already. I can't remember when we were doing that. We do that separately.
Okay.
We've traditionally now started doing one around Halloween time.
Okay. And you got Lyle Lovett coming up too.
Lyle Lovett, he's popular than ever with his big band. Yeah.
I'm surprised.
He's been through many times.
Yeah. I would assume he's playing the big theater. What is the capacity there? I'm surprised that he plays venues. I would think he'd be in bigger venues, I guess.
No, he likes those theaters. Like he's playing in Overture Hall, which is 2,255 seats.
Okay.
And then sometimes he plays in the Capitol, which is 1089 when he doesn't have the big band with him.
Wow. Okay.
So he's played in both of our venues many times over the years. And he's still popular. He's still, you know, at a sellout, close to a sellout situation.
I bet that's a fun show. So Tim, what are you watching? Can you recommend anything? You always seem to have a lot of ammo.
I just finished Hacks. Have you watched Hacks? Do you watch Hacks?
I watched the first two episodes and I liked it and I'll go back to it. I just wanted to check it out, but I'll definitely revisit.
I think she's great. Yeah. And smart.
It's really
I think she can do anything.
Yeah.
Right? Like everything she's in, she's good. And everything she's in gets acclaim.
Yeah.
Right? And I love this as she's this, you know, aging stand-up comedian and she's really, you know, one of the, it's funny because, you know, with Hollywood and, you know, everybody aging and everybody getting work done and everybody scared they're not getting any roles. This season, she's really all about owning her age. And I love that with her. I just love that.
Last night, my buddy Mike Siegel was on the show and we were talking about 80s sitcoms and sitcoms in general and the best leading men or women in sitcoms. I can't, like, Jean Smart, everything I see her in, I'm like, why isn't she a bigger star? And she's very well respected and a big name, but why didn't she have three sitcoms with her as the lead actress in it that crushed? You know what I mean? She's that talented.
She is that talented. You know, she's interesting because, you know, she can do the comedy and she's very funny.
Yeah.
But she also can do the serious.
Yeah, she played.
Right? Did you ever see that episode, the season of Fargo that she was on?
Yes.
Oh.
She was excellent.
Right? Or she did that movie short series with Kate Winslet, the mayor of Easttown, she's great.
I forgot about that. She's excellent. And she did a season on 24 where she was like the president's wife.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just outstanding. And you know what? Maybe that's how she prefers it. I'd find that hard to believe, but you never know. But she's just, she's fantastic. Hey, Tim, can we keep you for a few more minutes just to talk about what you're watching and see what's happening? All right. We got the news coming up. A great crack news team here at Civic Media. You'll be hearing from them next. And then we'll find out what Tim Sowers is watching. He always has great recommendations, and we'll discuss next on Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask Jim Santel to sum up the latest rulings from the Supreme Court before they end their current term, plus Mark Jacob and Dan Schumacher.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment.
There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.